It's the Full Force News Burst Extra, brought to you by GeneralsJoesReborn.com, with me, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. The classified line has grown exponentially over the few years of its life so far, so let's talk classified vehicles. I have decided to break this video into two parts. In this first episode, I will be looking at the classified vehicles for the G.I. Joe team, and in the following episode, we will move on to Cobra. So cast your minds back to last year's SDCC, and specifically the Hasbro G.I. Joe brand team panel. Are you there yet? Okay, good. So Emily and Lenny gave us a name-only reveal for the Tele Viper with a Cobra flight pod, aka the Trouble Bubble, and everyone seemed very happy with that. I know I was over the moon. In any case, it added, or at least it will add, to the few vehicles we've seen in the line so far. The Coil Cycle, the Ram, the Tiger Force Ram, Serpentor's Air Chariot, and of course the ridiculously awesome upcoming HasLab Hiss Tank. Let's get stuck into the Joe vehicles then. Their first edition hit the line in the summer of 2021 with the Ram and Breaker. This was a really nice surprise and started what appears to be a pattern going forward of pairing characters who appeared on the vintage vehicle box art, even when the original didn't come with a figure. I bloomin' loved the idea of getting a Ram cycle in the classified line, as well as a very cool update for Breaker. My only complaint with this one was the lack of accessories for him. Yes, he had the giant sidecar Gatling but I really wanted them to throw in some more of his classic gear. And yes, I am aware that it was explained away by having a communications device in his helmet, but sometimes characters just need a little something that feels more familiar, and I think a backpack alone would have sufficed. That said, I'm also aware that it was probably a case of budgetary issues at the time, due to the fact that the line was restricted in those early days, something that seems to be changing going forward based on the amount of figures planned for 2023 alone. The Ram gave us our first vintage vehicle in the classified line, and then they found a way to make something new out of it again by repainting it for the Tiger Force Target exclusive with Duke last year. This was a welcome addition to the sub-team, and I will say turned out much better than I had expected when the information that the figure and vehicle were leaked in some listings prior to the reveal. Even Duke got a nice spruce up and looked great in that Tiger Force deco with his classic rifle. So that leads me into what possibilities we could face in terms of vehicles going forward. Motorcycles are a solid bet for releases, so that does give us more than a few options. For the Joes, I could see both the Recon Sled and the Silver Mirage done, and as much hate as the Recon Sled gets, I do think the classified team could work their magic on that vehicle and make it as awesome as it appeared in the cartoon. A Silver Mirage would be great as well, and I would hope they could make it stronger than the original, which was more like Buckaroo than a motorcycle, as it would disintegrate if you looked at it funny. I would also probably count the Polar Battle Bear in this size of vehicle, and would be great for the line and the upcoming snow job, of course. The only problem with all of these options is that all the characters featured on the card art have been released or will be released soon, so who do they put in there? Hardly a problem really, but still, sort of kills that pattern going forward. The Armadillo might just sneak into the small vehicle category, but in reality might be a little too large for that price point. There's also the Devilfish, which could give us some much needed coastal support in standard and of course Tiger Force repaint decos. Yes, there are many more smaller vehicles in the line, but in terms of iconography and practicality, I think those are the main ones for the Joes. I also think that the Shark and Skyhawk are slightly too large to do in this small vehicle slot, but that doesn't mean I don't expect them in some form or fashion in the future. The same goes for some of the mid-size vehicles like the Vamp and the Ore Striker. I feel like any bigger than those and you're into HasLab territory. Anyway, what do you guys think? Do you want to see more vehicles in the line, or is it getting a bit busy on your shelves? Are you concerned that I didn't mention the Road Toad or the Coastal Defender? Well, there you go. Let me know in the comments below. Okay team, I'll be back with the second part of this video and a look at the Cobra team very soon, a deep dive on Classified Helix and the Joe Troop Builders as well, and of course more news, so keep it locked, stay fresh cheese bags, and as always, full force. That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst Extra. Thank you for watching, make sure to like, comment and subscribe, see you next time, and as always, full force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing and commenting on these videos, and as always you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos, or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForcePodcast or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.